It's Helping Hand, HPR One Station, statewide as part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered on Fridays, and then it's archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. Each week, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals that are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we are welcoming back a special program that you may have heard about. Actually, around this time last year, Grand Cares Hawaii, project of Manoa and Colorado State University to support vulnerable grandparents who are raising grandchildren. And they've got programs underway in the state. They're expanding too. And we have a guest that is a faculty member at Manoa, but working on Maui, who oversees the program. And that's Heather Greenwood Junkermeyer. And she's back today on Helping Hand with us. Hey, Heather, welcome back. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you so much for having us.
You are super welcome. And I'm going to guess that Grand Cares Hawaii is a new thing to most of the folks listening. So please explain what it is.
So it is an educational program for grand families, which includes households with grandparents and other relatives raising children. We have worked with great-grandparents, aunties and uncles, and what we're looking at is learning more about what types of programs best help support the grand families. What we know is that grandchildren who are raised by family members when their parents aren't able to raise them do better in school. They stay connected with their extended family. They have more of this feeling of belonging. They have fewer run-ins with the law than if those children were placed in foster care instead of going with families. And so we want to support not only the children, but also the grandparents, so these grand family connections can maintain and children can have all of the resources and all of the family support that they need.
In terms of who it's appropriate for, Heather?
We certainly hope that there are some grand families out listening right now. There are three different programs or classes or events that are taking place simultaneously. The program lasts 7 weeks long. There is a track for grandparents or the relatives that are raising the children. They learn skills related to managing stress, reaching out to community resources, communicating so they can advocate best for themselves and their grandchildren. We also have what we call the Grand Cares Youth Club, a 4-H club specifically designed for grandchildren that are raised in grand family households, ages 9 through 12. We will accept kids just a little bit under 9, and we have accepted teens that are over age 12, and they kind of act as a mentor for the younger grandchildren. And then we have special activities for the children that are under age 8, so that the entire family can come at the same time. We always have some type of meal. We have the program, and then families can go home. So we really want to make sure that we take out as many of the obstacles, such as childcare or other things that make it difficult for grand families to participate.
All the incentive to go and very few barriers to keep them from doing it. With all of these things that you're offering, is there any cost for folks to participate?
There is not. We have been very blessed to have a 5-year grant from USDA, a part of the Children, Youth, and Families at Risk program. And so there's no cost to families. And there are a lot of benefits. There's the food, there's the activities. One of the best things, I think, outside of the data that we're gathering is really watching the families connect, seeing youth who sometimes feel like their family is different from their friends, and having them feel like there are other families that look like theirs. And so lots of benefits. And no cost.
And no doubt this is a very vulnerable population because these kids didn't just end up with their grandparents for nothing, right?
Right. Yes. Yes. And so what we want to do is support the grandparents because a lot of times they're dealing with the trauma that their grandchildren experienced before. They're trying to help them move through it. It's really challenging, and we know that they have higher levels of depression, higher levels of burnout, and the research that is coming out of this is showing that the depression levels of the grandparents drop over the period of the program. The self-care activities like taking time out for themselves, going for a walk, choosing healthy foods, setting small reachable goals, those type of behaviors go up. the levels of burnout are going down because they're doing these things. And so we visually see it, the changes, but we are also seeing it in the data that we're gathering.
What islands?
We have a lot that's happening in January. For grand families on Oahu, we are starting a program in the Urban Garden Center in Pearl City on Wednesday afternoons, January 29th through March 11th, 3 to 5:30. On Maui, our next group starts on Wednesdays from March 18th through May 6th. But I'm hoping we're reaching some people who are interested in getting involved with helping us conduct these classes and these programs. So there are two ways. For people who would like to certify to facilitate the grandparent programs, we have a two-day training in January on the 27th and 28th. It's also at the Urban Garden Center on Oahu. That will certify you in the National Powerful Tools for Caregivers program. Also, January 25th on Oahu, we are looking for facilitators and assistants who will conduct the Grand Cares Youth Club. There's the in-person training that takes place on January 25th. It's a Saturday. And then there's online training that takes place the next week at their own convenience. So if you're on Oahu, January is a really busy month. If you're on Maui, we have the Grand Cares Youth Club facilitator and assistant training on Saturday, February 29th. Followed by the online finishing of the training. And then we have the Powerful Tools for Caregivers facilitator training for those who want to teach the classes for grandparents, and that will be taking place in the spring.
In addition to volunteering in those roles, what are other ways that people could support the program in terms of either donating towards your get-togethers, or you would know best what you need to help make it successful?
Yes, one of the things that is always very, very helpful is to have a location within the community that we can hold additional classes. So at schools or at churches, if you are a part of a community group that has access to facilities, you can help us find additional places to hold the classes. Also, if you want to donate some food for the meals that we share together, we're always looking for that. And then sometimes we do have some events, such as a grand family game night, that is just an opportunity for the grand families to join and have fun together. We're always looking for volunteers, a couple of hours. We have more of those outreach events on Maui, looking at starting a few more on Oahu. So there are always opportunities, whether to donate something or help us find locations, or coming in and volunteering.
There are a lot of ways. Let me give you some contact information. Facebook.com/Grand Cares Hawaii is one site. And then you can check out another site, grandcares.colostate.edu. And that's Grand Cares, GRANDCARES.colostate.edu. Email to Heather at Heather. And then the number 8@hawaii.edu. You can give a call to 808-269-7396. All this contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our other Helping Hand guests at hawaiipublicradio.org. We've been talking with Heather Greenwood-Junkermeyer. She's a faculty member at UH Manoa, but she works on Maui, and she oversees the Grand Cares Hawaii Project, which is a collaborative effort between Colorado State University and UH Manoa and supporting vulnerable grandparents and grandchildren across the state, really, huh? Because now it's on Maui and you've been on Hawaii Island too.
Yes, we have. We are also looking for additional grant funds to continue to expand it to other areas.
So you're saying also one last thing, if people who are experienced in getting financing and now they know a little bit about the program, if they thought they could help get you guys more dough to continue it or run it or expand it, you'd want to hear from them too.
Absolutely, yes.
Appreciate what you're doing. And on behalf of all the successes that you've pulled together and people who you've made their life easier and helped them out in a tougher situation than a lot of folks are faced with, thanks for doing it, Heather.
Thank you so much for bringing a highlight to such important programs.